Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Let's start right there with the Jets drafting their future quarterback once again. And so he's got a big family. Are they're not Mormon though, are they?
I don't think so. I think he's I don't think he's Mormon.
But they got a huge family, right?
Huge family. And I guess what Craig Carton was talking about his mom. You saw that, right?
Yeah,
that
I sent clip. You that thing? Yeah, I heard the clip too.
Oh my God. I don't even know, like, if I were the Jets, I wouldn't even put him on that show to do an interview, because you knew that, like, comment was going
to
come.
Well, he's like, I have to ask because it was on the back page of the paper, which I get that. So the media was already all over it, albeit it was the Post, which is like, you know, TMZ basically. But
exactly.
Yeah, and Zach Wilson actually handled it really well. You know, he handled it, you know, pretty maturely. You could tell he was kind of pissed, but that's welcome to New York, kid. Even though you're going to be, you know, living 40 minutes away in, Florham Park.
But, yeah.
I always find that funny, right? When like Jets and Giants. I mean, Giants. You know, I think they practice right there at the Meadowlands, so they're a little closer, and a lot of them live in Juice's building, or in the Edgewater area. But the Jets are like out in the burbs, you know, like out west.
Morris, it's like near Morristown,
near
right?
Near Morristown, that area. So I always
Florham Park.
So I always find that funny when they do that. So what'd you guys think of the draft? I was like, wow, with the crowd. I mean, I knew it was going to be in Cleveland and there'd be crowd, you know, people there, but. Holy shit. That was a lot of people. I mean, I'm for it, whatever, but like it took me by surprise a little bit.
What'd they say? How many people were there? Like what, 20,000, 30,000?
I believe it. It was like just a sea of people when they were, you know, showing it.
Yeah, everyone's been itching to get out.
Yeah.
Even before the pandemic though, when they had it outdoors in Philadelphia, it was the largest crowd ever. I attribute it more to not that everybody's been cooped up because of the pandemic and they're coming out. I think that was, you know, that's always going to happen. People are going to want to go out. But there's such a large gap between the Super Bowl and then you get to the draft. And then now the draft is like a little bit of a tease. Because we have to wait another, 4 months until we get preseason?
Right.
So it's just too much time. People are just starving for football.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And we had a really good first round. It was entertaining. All the different
trades. Yeah. Trades galore. There was a stretch. It was like every 2 minutes there was a trade.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that was throughout the whole draft. But even in the first round, it was pretty compelling. I'm not going to lie.
You know, the Jets fans, to me, and the fans, I feel like they weren't excited. And it's not has nothing to do with Zach Wilson. He's definitely a phenomenal prospect. And, I personally think he's going to be very good. But I think all Jets fans have this attitude. It's like, same old Jets. Oh, well, we don't know. He could be bad. Well, all these guys could be bad.
Guilty.
I was telling everybody, if I'm a Jets fan today, like all week, I was like, oh, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days. Like, this is the day where you get your franchise quarterback. It's pretty awesome. But I didn't hear too much of that from a lot of Jets fans.
I think we've been beaten down for so long. We had
been
here Tony
too many
just
times.
Us. We saw how many guys drafted were going to be our quarterback. Sanchez,
Geno
Smith, Hackenberg, Darnold. So
right.
It's
right.
Like, you know, I think we're just like, all right, we're not going to get too hype about it. Just prove it. Like we're done getting like that false hope. Just they got to prove it.
Right.
But so far, he's handled himself with everything good, but
he looks like a fantastic prospect. I mean, I knew all along, you know, if Lawrence was going one, Zach Wilson's going two. So, you know, I'm not a Jets fan, so I'm not going to give too much hype or credit to the Jets, but just from looking at him from a prospect perspective, he looks like he's got a cannon.
Yeah.
He has good pocket presence. He can move outside of the pocket. Quick release. He looks like he's 12, but he's bigger than I thought he would be. He has a good like frame on him.
It's like
it's like a bigger Avicii. Kind of looks like Avicii a little bit, but like a football. Rest in peace, by the way. You know, like a football player version. I think the thing that gives me the most hope, and we've talked about this, is Chris Sims, the God, who I trust for all my football. All the football kind of like analyzing is, Zach Wilson was number one on his list. And, you know, he's comparing him to Mahomes and all that. So what are you saying?
Did he explain why he had him over Lawrence? What his reasoning was? Or he just like...
Natural ability, I think. I think that's kind of what he thinks. Like throwing out of the pocket and stuff like that. You know, kind of like how Mahomes does. You know, just like... Can throw it, you know, all which ways. And, you know, everyone harps on that one throw that even Lawrence was, you know, subtweeting about.
Right.
That, you know, was kind of like what we've seen Rodgers do and obviously Mahomes and all the greats and stuff like that. So, but yeah, that's kind of what's given me hope with Zach Wilson. But, you know, again, you know, like Paul was saying, we've been here many, many times.
Yeah, like I'm not going to be the one being like, we got our guy, like this is it. Nah, I've done that before and it never worked out. So it's, we just have to wait.
That's part of it. That's part of being a fan. I would have no problem if both of you were, you know, getting on this call and telling me that, you know, you guys got the next Patrick Mahomes, because you guys shouldn't feel that way. You should feel that way until it doesn't pan out. And listen, it's not like we're going to, that's what makes it fun. You know what I mean? If it doesn't pan out, then I like what the Jets do, that they're getting a quarterback again. If they had kept Sam Darnold and passed on him, I think that would be going the wrong route.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You got to keep trying until you hit it, and quarterbacks are so important in this league.
The most.
Because they would have been screwed. They would have been screwed. You had the number two pick. Say the Jets go 6-10 next year. Where, you know, you're drafting like, you know, 7-10 or whatever, where you don't have that top pick. So then you just missed out again on, franchise quarterback for the most part. And you're stuck with Darnold. So that they had it's a gamble, but they had to do it. They had to do it.
And it's not just about getting the number one pick or getting the number two pick. You have to get it in the right year, right? There's a big difference between getting, you know, Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck versus the years where you're getting Jameis Winston or, you know, Carson Wentz or, you know, or Mariota. I mean, you got to get it right in the right year. And Wilson looks like a good prospect.
And you have to put guys around him. I think, I don't know if I showed you guys this stat, but I think Mike Maccagnan, the old GM, he drafted one offensive lineman in 5 years. One. And yeah, I think Douglas already, like, you know, he's done a ton. He's he's building around Wilson. But, you know, I love their draft in general. I love what they did.
Yeah. What's the SC guard? AVT or whatever?
Tucker? Yeah, Vera Tucker. Tucker.
Yeah. Stud.
What I loved about that pick was when I heard that Joe Douglas had him as a top 10 prospect. So that's the beauty of the draft. Everyone rates everyone differently. And they have, you know, if you look at every team's board, I'm sure it varies. I mean, you look at the Las Vegas Raiders, right? Year after year now with Mayock and Gruden, I don't know if it's a smart thing, but they're taking guys that are not even on a first round board. And they take these guys in the first round or way ahead of everybody else. So once I heard Joe Douglas had ABT in his top 10, so he went up and he grabbed this guy. Love it.
Yeah, that's the thing. He had a conviction in it, and he didn't just wait for like, oh, we'll wait for the best player. No, he ponied up and he was aggressive doing that. So
shows cojones.
Yeah, for sure. If he stays healthy, him and Becton will be protecting Wilson for hopefully over a decade.
Right, and that left side is essentially a wall now, and hopefully nobody can get through. And you know, as time goes on, you'll work on the right side, and and you know, then that's how you establish your running game, and then you get Wilson to do his thing.
Yep.
Is he starting? He's stepping in, starting right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's many even options out there for quarterback for like a veteran to even compete. Like who's out there?
Right.
You have Brian Hoyer.
You said
types,
Hoyer. Yeah.
Alex Smith retired. I know they were looking at him.
Nah.
The guy Mullins from the 49ers. So, Wilson, unless he's totally ill-prepared to step out on football field, he's going to start.
Yeah, you got to go with that. And then as far as... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was... finish your point, because I have a question stepping aside from the Jets.
Okay.
To keep going.
Yeah, I was just going to put a bow on... I was going to put a bow on the Jets. I mean, the rest of their draft... I like the Elijah Moore pick. He seems like a stud. You know, everyone was saying that was a steal, whatever.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, they got the two Michael Carters, which was kind of funny. They drafted back-to-back Michael Carters, one from UNC, one from Duke.
Duke and that's crazy. Crazy.
But I don't know shit about the rest of the guys. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, Douglas has done a decent job drafting, I thought, last year. So
he was on ESPN Radio today with Michael on the Michael Kay Show, and he's very well spoken. And when I say well spoken, I don't mean you know, he uses big words or he speaks in such an eloquent way. He doesn't bullshit you. He tells you, because a lot of these reporters, right, they're going to ask the questions and you're not going to really get a real answer, because they're trying to either protect their organization or protect themselves. But Douglas was answering every question, and it was with regards to when he decided that, all right, we got to take this kid Zach Wilson seriously. When is it time to move away from Sam Darnold? And he answered that. He didn't dance around. He was talking about, you know, if they brought back Sam Darnold, they would have owed him $19 million, and that factors into it. And, you know, he said, we love Sam Darnold. There's people still here that still love Sam Darnold, but we have to do what's best for the organization in the interest of the Jets.
Yeah.
He sounds like he knows what the hell he's doing. This is not some guy. It's much different than Maccagnan or Idzik or it's almost like he sounds like he comes from, you know, an organizations, which he has. And he was with Philly. And where was he before Philly?
He was in Baltimore. He grew up under, like, Ozzie Newsom, like, right out of college. He, you know, he played football. He was an offensive lineman in college. He worked for a great organization after, and they're great people. So he's a football lifer. He lives and breathes it. He knows it.
Yeah.
I think he's respected a lot around the league. So much more than McCagney and Idzik.
If you look at the last 10 decades and you look at the teams that have drafted well, it's been the guys like Philadelphia, it's been the Pittsburghs, it's been the Baltimores, and he sounds like he's cut from that cloth.
Yep.
So props to you guys. I'm excited. Hopefully you guys can now start, you know, building on the seasons and getting some wins.
Yeah.
Can't get any worse, put it.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, he exudes confidence for sure. And
Salah.
We'll see. And yeah, and Salah. We got Salah, the coach, and, you know, he was all pumped up.
My question to you guys, and to me it was the biggest shocker, was were you expecting that quarterback to go to the Niners, Trey Lance?
No.
Because I had Mac Jones, I wrote it in ink.
Yeah, well, it was weird because I thought Jones was going there the whole time. But then when these betting odds started coming out the day of, it was heavy favorite for Trey Lance. So then when I started to see that, you know, Vegas, they always have, they know what's going on. So I was like, I think this is a real possibility. I got to admit, I haven't seen one snap of him like all year.
I had never heard of him. Yeah.
You know, I saw a few highlights. He looks good, but I don't know what type of schedule he played. But, you know, I trust Shanahan. He knows, like, he knows how to draft, especially offensive players. So I think in that system, he'll do well there. But yeah, I don't know anything about him.
You know who's very, very high on him? Daniel Jeremiah, who sort of replaced Mike Mayock at the NFL Network. He loves him.
Okay.
And from an intelligence standpoint, he says the guy is crazy about football. He's so smart. And he does need a little bit of – he needs to hold a clipboard maybe for a year, which is maybe it's perfect that he's going to San Fran. But he has the highest ceiling of all the prospects.
What happens, say Garoppolo starts, right?
Right.
And just starts playing like at MVP level, just is amazing. You know, they're 5-0. He's throwing for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns right. a game. What do you do?
No, that's fine. That's what fine. Happened with Brett Favre, yeah. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre was, what, one interception away from going to the Super Bowl, and he threw the pick for the Giants. People don't realize Aaron Rodgers sat for 4 years.
Was it that long?
I always
long?
Forget that.
So crazy.
I always forget that. Yeah.
Holy shit. That was
like
wild.
that doesn't happen anymore. That was the norm. Like the rookies would sit behind. Now it's like, no, you're playing right away.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Because the financials, right? Now a lot of people it's just too much money. Why would you pay someone like Brett Favre so much money when you have a young gun where he's still on the rookie pay scale? It's time. Then you know, it just doesn't make sense.
Right. Yep.
Right. Right.
So let's get on to the, you know, Josh had a, you were upset for a little bit.
For a little bit. A little bit.
Had I was
a rough,
worried that,
rough night.
That Weehawken and whoever you were was going to burn down after Devontae was looking off the board. Not just by a random team, but the team that you loathe.
The Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, Dave Gettleman, since he's been the GM, there's never been a draft that's gone my way. Ever. The guys I want never happens, never gets taken. But I'm done throwing fits. I'm not going to get too upset, but I was very heated that the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles would do business with each other. And essentially, it was to screw over the Giants, right? Because you get the Eagles moving up to take the wide receiver that we were definitely going to take, 100%. And part of me thinks maybe David Gettleman and these guys, they made too much noise and let it be known that they were going to take an Alabama receiver. So once Waddle went off, it was a little nerve-wracking. And Dallas, they definitely, from what I read, they wanted a corner. And once both corners surprisingly went off the board, they were looking to move. It's getting to a level where it's like 90s Miami Heat. I hate the Cowboys, and I hate the Eagles a tad more. Yeah, I can't wait.
I mean, the Eagles have owned the Giants for how many years now? It's unbelievable. The Giants can't beat them.
That's changing. That's going to turn.
Yeah. Well, it was so they got the guy Tony. I forget his first name, but the last name is
Kadarius
yep. Tony.
Kadarius Tony.
Who's very
so here was my beef. I have no problem with trading down and getting a number one pick for the Bears. That's great, right? Because the Bears, we don't know. They could be really, really bad. That could be a top 10 pick.
Right.
The beef that I had was, and that's more my fault, is I didn't, you know, I had my heart set out in the two Bama receivers, and if it wasn't them, I was looking at maybe Slater from Northwestern on the O-line.
Yeah.
And once they get down and they pick this guy, never heard of him. I'm not going to lie to you. Didn't know who Kadarius Toney was. And then they put his graphic up there and he's 5'11". That's when I lost my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, Odell was, isn't Odell 5'11 too? Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying
Odell looks a lot bigger than.
He does look taller than 5'11". Yeah.
And he also looks bigger than Toney. Like, this guy looks small on the field. He looks like he runs like kind of hunched over, but he's explosive. Right. I watched a lot of his highlights, and it's like, damn. But what are they going to do? Because you have Galladay, he's your number one, right?
Right.
And then you have Slayton, probably as your number two, and then you're going to have Shepard and Tony in the slot. So would they? I guess they're going to be going four wide receiver sets a lot.
Yeah, maybe.
And you also have Stonehand Ingram, who I yeah. had with they traded or cut. I can't stand that guy. Oh my god. but so that was my whole thing. It's like you went gadget receiver rather than maybe taking more of a sure thing. I'm not even that crazy or high on Michael Parsons, but he went right after the Giants, so that kind of made me feel worse about it.
Yeah.
But it seemed like they panicked. Like, no matter what, they were like, all right, we need to help Daniel Jones. We need – and once all the guys that could help Daniel Jones were off the board, rather than kind of pivot, they still said, okay, we still need to help Daniel Jones. And it looks like they reached to get this kid Kadarius Toney because there was other wide receivers ranked higher than him.
Right.
But the strange thing is, so I'm blowing a gasket, going nuts. And then the next morning, everybody's giving us a B+, A- draft and saying how great that player is and his highlights look amazing. Also, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to, you know, talk you off the ledge because watching this tape, I was like, damn, this kid's nasty. Like, he seems like a brawler, you know what I mean? Like, he's not going to take any shit. So, I don't know. Again, the draft is so tough, but I know what you're saying. Like, you know, go for like a lineman. You know, you want to protect the quarterback, or you know, I know there was other needs that they needed.
In a way, this kid Kadarius Toney could help protect Daniel Jones because the way they run the offense with Garrett, they could just pitch it to this kid in open space a lot and let him do his thing. You're almost protecting Daniel Jones. He doesn't have to make too many crazy throws. And
right.
I really believe they're preparing, they're set up in such a way to run the offense that if Daniel Jones sucks, they could hide it a little bit, run an offense, and still win games. But if they lose a ton of games and then he really stinks, they have enough ammo with the Chicago pick and their own picks to move up or trade and get a bona fide star.
Well, that was it too. That trade, they got a haul for that. You know, Bears were trying to get their boy Justin Fields, which was that in any rumors like that the Bears were real like that high on him?
No, I don't think so.
That was kind of a shocker.
They kept it quiet. I read today that Minnesota, if Fields got past the Giants and now the Bears pick at 11, right, he would have slid a little bit more. And I heard the Vikings were going to take him. And they had already told Kirk Cousins, hey, we may take a quarterback here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, because Cousins is like hit or miss. Never know what you're getting game to game with that guy. But yeah, Giants, I mean, they got what? They got what did they get in the trade? They got another first next year and a fourth next year or something like that?
They got a fifth rounder this year, and they got a first and a fourth next year.
Yeah.
And then we moved down to the 20th, which – let us get Tony. But listen, I know that Deshaun Watson has a lot of off-the-field issues and sure. He's got to go to court and whatever he's doing, right?
Yeah.
But if the Giants were to call Houston and say, we're giving you all those picks and maybe potential players, right? They might say yes because what else? You know, you're not getting a monster deal from the Jets anymore. You're, you know, Dolphins – used a lot of their ammo this year. I think they do have more picks over the next 2-3 years, but it's really they're going to be limited on where they could send this guy.
Is that something that's being talked about potentially?
It's not, but I'm just thinking that the Giants now have like the second most draft capital of all the teams in the NFL. I read that. Why, you know, you could either move up in the draft if you think there's a stud quarterback or just trade for a star.
Well, that kind of segues into the next thing I was going to ask was Aaron Rodgers, who kind of took over the draft, or at least took over Twitter for like a hot second there before the draft with Shefty's tweet about him wanting out, which we kind of knew. That was kind of been rumored, you know, for a few months now. But Incarcerated Bob, you know, who's, you know, I mean, let's be honest, you know, it's not like the end-all be-all on rumors, but the Giants were one of the teams supposedly he wants to be traded to, which was kind of shocking. Do you
who was it? It was the Giants, Broncos,
and
Raiders.
Yeah. Which Raiders makes sense. He grew up in Northern California. Maybe he was a Raiders fan growing up. I have no idea. Broncos makes sense. He seems like a Colorado type of dude, but the Giants made no sense to me. Juice, I know you can't stand him. By the way, his Kentucky Derby look, what the fuck was that? Like,
he looked like he'd been smoking crack for 2 weeks.
Yeah. What's going on with him? You know,
maybe he's so stressed he stopped eating. I don't know.
I mean, the Jeopardy, maybe he wants to retire and just host Jeopardy. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what's going to happen.
Like, he just looked really funny. Maybe it was just like, yeah, the, I don't know, the face that he was making, or.
Yeah, he looked weird.
I was like, what the hell?
The hat, maybe? Yeah. Maybe the hat. Him and Shaylene.
Yeah, maybe the hat. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
But he's not going to command a lot because he's 37 years old, right? So are you really going to give him, you're going to get, is the team going to give two or three first rounders for a 37-year-old Aaron Rodgers? And I could see it now with his smug look, blaming all wide receivers and blaming the offensive line. It's never him. I don't know. He should stay in Green Bay.
I think he likes to like paint this picture that he's like this chill guy. You know, like when he goes on the Le Batard show, he never talks about football. He always is like, you know, he seems so cultured and wants to talk about anything but football. But he's such a diva. Like, he really is. Like, you know, everyone joked about, like, his brother going on The Bachelorette and being such a diva. But Aaron's just as bad. He really is. It's,
Yeah, and I don't believe for one second that, you know, it was an accident that they released it on draft day. He wanted to steal the headline.
Yeah, yep.
In the entire NFL. Everybody's watched the NFL, and everybody, guess what, was talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, yep.
Exactly. I'm shocked he didn't want to, like, you know, try. Well, I guess both LA teams have, you know, they're kind of quarterbacks, Stafford and Herbert. But they didn't want to go to California, at least. I guess the Niners, they got, yeah, I don't know where he would.
No, before the Rams traded for Stafford, they called the Packers. They called them, and then they offered pretty much anything that they wanted. And the Packers said, we are not dealing Aaron Rodgers. I think even the Niners, when they did, they also called Green Bay to find out what the hell is going on with these, you know, rumors that he wants out or he's played his last game.
Right.
But, you know, Packers are still telling everybody no. You know, they're not trading him.
Yeah, and gun to my head, I say nothing happens, but.
What's his contract?
He has an opt-out. I think he has a player option after next year. But I am not sure if he sits out, right, next year. And he sits out and he hosts Jeopardy for the entire year. Does that player option still stand, or it goes to the next year? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Who knows? That would be something, though. And he's coming off like an MVP type season.
They should have been in the Super Bowl.
I know.
They should have beat Tampa Bay. They had him.
He's still an unbelievable player. What was that tweet though? Which Mark I can't even. I'll never be able to say his last name.
Schlereth, yeah.
Yeah. What was that about? Basically saying a deal was as good as done to the Broncos? What the fuck
is that? I don't know. He's been saying weird stuff on Twitter lately. I think he just wanted attention. Because this guy's not breaking news. Mark Schlereth? Come on.
Right. Right. Yeah. I don't know.
But I think they said Aaron Rodgers apparently like reached out to him and said, who's your source? What are you hearing?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so you're probably like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But you know what? Aaron Rodgers has a big gripe because the Packers are one of those organizations that they still run things like it's like 1980s or early 1990s. Yeah. Where they run everything. And you know he's only thrown one touchdown pass to a first-round receiver?
Wow.
That's crazy. Wow.
That is
his whole career.
That's nuts. Well, that's I guess a big part of why he's so pissed off. Is they don't take his advice, I guess, on draft picks, which is kind of shocking, you know.
Well,
yeah,
they don't take his advice, but they also insulted him too. They didn't tell him last year that they were going to take a quarterback. And not only did they not tell him, they traded up. They right. gave up capital to go take a quarterback. And that guy didn't even dress last year that many games. I think he sucks.
Who was it again? So, I forget.
Love. Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
Where's he from? He's from like Nevada or something.
Yeah, some small school.
It was Nevada, yeah.
Yeah, complete yep. shock. I was like, what? What are they doing? You know? But, yeah.
Yeah, you have Aaron Rodgers and you're drafting quarterback in the first round.
It's mind-boggling. I don't know what the Packers are going to do. I mean, they've gone the last... God, when did Brett Favre start? I feel like our whole lives, right? They've had Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. So.
I have a very, very close friend from college that he's a die-hard Packers fan. And I was talking to him a little bit, and he's like, all I've known my entire life is Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So I don't know what to do if we don't have like Aaron Rodgers lining up. And I told him, I said, it's hell. That's all. And I don't even have it as bad as other teams.
Right. Bart Starr.
Could you imagine that? They go from what? How many years did Brett Favre play? And then how many years did Rodgers play? It's like 30, almost 30 well, years of Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Well, who was the quarterback between Bart Starr and Brett Favre? Who was like their quarterbacks like during like the 70s and 80s? You know? I have no idea.
Packer in the 80s, no idea.
Yeah, like they were just, I guess, were completely irrelevant during that decade. It was all about the Niners and the Bears and the Giants. Jets actually were good in the 80s, too.
Kenny O'Brien, how you doing?
Yeah, son. So we'll see. But what did you think of the rest of the Giants draft? Though it was fine, Juice? I mean...
Yeah, I love the... The second round pick is probably my favorite pick of the entire draft.
Who, the kid from Georgia? As David said, Georgia?
Aziz Ojulari?
Oh, yeah. He looked good. Why did he drop so much? He looked like a freak.
They said, and I don't know who makes these things up, that he had arthritis in his knees or arthritic knee, and he dropped. He dropped a lot. But the Giants team doctor checked him out. This kid's doctor is James Andrews, and he cleared him. So, I don't know. Listen, if he gives me 4 or 5 years of pass rushing and they said he's the best pass rusher in draft, that's fine. I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Gettleman, one observation I had, which was kind of funny, you know, they show the war rooms of all the teams. And, you know, they show the Jets war room, and, you know, you see Joe Douglas and Saleh and Woody and Chris. And everyone's in masks. They showed the Giants war room. No one's wearing masks. It's so, I don't know. I don't know why. I just kind of found that funny how different. Because I could see Gettleman being like, what are we doing here? Like, this is, you know, I could just see him being like anti-masker or some shit like that. But
wasn't he sick? Like, didn't he have something going on?
Yeah, he had something, right?
He had cancer.
I can see it being like, I have cancer. Like, what's the COVID? Who gives a fuck? You know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I didn't see too much of Joe Judge. They almost like had...
Yeah, I didn't see him at all.
So he was on the fan today, and man, I love that guy. I love Tibbs, but Joe Judge is like one of my favorites. He's one of my favorites. The way he speaks and everything about him is so Nick Saban. And Bill Belichick, the way he like handles himself and how he talks, he's so like he talks with such confidence, but it's not arrogant. I don't know.
Yeah, no, he's perfect Giants coach. Yeah, perfect Giants coach. I think they're in good hands with that dude.
And he's another one. He knows how to navigate the media because they have like Craig Carton, who's really trying to get at him and tell him, hey, man, Devontae, how do you feel about the Eagles? He's getting up there and stealing away your pick and saying this and that. And you maybe, you know, reached for this kid and he answers it, you know, so well.
Yeah. Yeah. Did they have Saleh on this week? Evan and Craig?
Or I didn't see him.
Just
Zach him
and on. Joe Judge and stuff? Okay.
But I keep on seeing the Jets, like their Twitter account, tweeting like videos from behind the scenes, and I love the way these guys like talk to like the guys drafted. You just get pumped up just even watching that. Like, players are gonna love playing for him.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about that.
Completely opposite from Gase.
From Gase, from Bunny, a.k.a.
Oh, Tapos.
Yeah.
Tapos.
Yeah, we're kind of getting like a, you know, a better looking Rex Ryan. not like Rex is that
yeah, and
bad looking.
Yeah, and he cares about offense.
Yes. Yeah, and well respected around the league. So yeah, I'm excited about the coaching staff and all the things, and yeah, we'll see. Was there anything else? You know, specifically in the first round. I mean, the Mac Jones, the Patriots
Mac
thing
Jones.
Was the most obvious shit ever. His
how about that?
He does not scare me one bit. Like, I'm not worried about that guy at all.
How about that walk down
to
the podium?
Yeah, that walk was interesting.
It's like it was like a, so WWE esque, like Vince McMahon just got announced and walk into the arena. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, it was odd, but definitely Twitter was having a lot of fun with that. You know, doing all the
he's going to get playing time because you know Cam Newton can't play 16 games. He's going to get hurt.
Oh, he's going to get hurt. Yeah, it's inevitable.
Yeah. Inevitable.
Inevitable. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, the Justin Fields trade that was big. Who's the quarterback in Chicago?
Like Andy Dalton right
Andy
now.
Andy Dalton, but, right.
I mean, screw that. Just put Fields in there the first game. Let him rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you're trading up that, giving up that many picks for that, just let him play.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Ooh, the one pick that I really liked was Pittsburgh. Najee Harris. That guy is just a Pittsburgh running back. 100%.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. It's just and this Michael Carter that the Jets drafted, running back from UNC. Both of you were like talking about him a lot. So
yeah, him. I didn't know that North Carolina. Like, I honestly didn't know much about him.
Yeah,
I know that North Carolina had good running backs, but apparently he had like the most 20 plus yard runs in the whole entire country, and he was pretty much a backup running
good.
Back. Good. So Javonte Williams. So they haven't had a guy like that. I don't think. Probably since what Leon Washington, that was extreme, like you know, a good pass catcher that's explosive.
Yeah, that would get out.
You know, they've always had like these lumbering kind of big running backs lately, so they needed that.
For sure.
I love that pick. I love that pick.
For sure. Yeah, I like it a lot. So now you know we just kind of wait and see, and you know, for the season to start. What else did we want to get into? Is there anything else in the draft you guys wanted to bring up, or did you want to get into something else?
The draft, I think we're good with the draft.
Okay.
We got through everything.
Yeah. Nikki's, they're tipping off as we speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the grids.
It's a big game.
Where is Ja?
Ja.
Man, if he played in a bigger market, I mean... Because he's unbelievable, the shit he puts up on a nightly basis. And that's a sneaky good team, too.
RG has been better than him this year, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And he still can't shoot, though, which that worries me.
Right.
Is he another Westbrook? Well, I can't even say that because Westbrook is bawling right now.
Yeah, so he's triple-double every night.
Making everybody eat crow on that one. But
yeah.
We'll see 14. If they make a play.
He had 14 assists tonight at halftime, Westbrook.
Yeah,
Jesus.
He's the ultimate compiler, you know? And I hate having to say that, but, you know, when you don't win, you haven't won a title, it's like, you know, what else can you really say? I hate saying that, but, I mean, he really is, like, the ultimate, like, all time. Or him or Harden, right? I mean, those two just put up insane numbers on a nightly basis. But was there anything else... NBA-wise or anything. We didn't talk about Paul watching Game of Thrones finally. Have we? Have we talked about that yet?
Yeah, a little bit. I've taken a little bit of a hiatus from it. So
yeah, you haven't mentioned it lately.
No, I have to. I have to watch it at home. I can't watch it at work. There's too much going on.
Right.
Like you really have to pay attention to it. So I don't want to like ruin it. So
yeah. It's especially because you're watching it for the first time. Like I told you, I've been watching rewatching The Wire, but I've seen it before. So like,
yeah,
there's certain parts where I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about that. And then there's certain parts where like, oh yeah, I remember that. So, But it's been great. I fucking love that
the
show.
The graphics, all that stuff, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. And they must have spent like millions for each episode.
Oh, easily. Yeah, the budgets for each episode. Yeah, it's like movie budgets for every,
like,
you know.
The costume. Yeah, it's episode. Like a movie. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where did they film? It was Croatia?
Ireland. Croatia. Juice, what am I missing?
It was really all over Europe.
All over Europe, yeah. Mainly. I don't think they filmed anywhere else other than that. But, yeah, it's amazing. It only gets better, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, I'll definitely catch up. I'm watching. I started that Mayor of Easttown on HBO. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, so what's that? What's that? I know it's Winslet, and it's like a Philly suburb, right?
Yeah, it's Easttown. It's like, what is that, Delaware County or, yeah, like right outside of Philly?
Or Bucks County? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, one of those, like near Westchester.
Yeah. Two words.
Yeah. Yeah. Bam Margera, Westchester.
Yeah. The jackass Westchester. Yeah.
So it's kind of like she's a cop that's divorced, and there's these big cases going on with like a missing person of a girl, and another girl gets murdered. And it seems like, they keep on throwing curveballs. Every time you feel like you figure out what's going on, they just total surprise. It's got kind of like a True Detective, like not with the craziness of like the cults and stuff, but
right,
just curveballs all the time. You kind of like, you can't predict what's going to happen, which I love shows like that.
Sure. Yeah, I definitely want to check that out. It was just like a mini series, like 8-parter, something like that.
Think so. Yeah, I got 3 episodes in so far.
Okay, definitely check that out. So other than The Wire, rewatching that. Have either of you guys watched the show? This is going to go completely the other way, but Temptation Island.
No,
yeah, I heard about it because isn't there like one? Do they have it in different countries too?
No, it's. It's only been 3 seasons, and it's always in Hawaii. They do it at these villas in Hawaii.
But I think there's one in Germany because there's this girl on that I know. She's on. She was on it in Germany. They had it. She was on Temptation Island.
Temptation Island in Germany?
Yeah.
How would that make sense?
I don't know.
I don't think Germany's an island. But.
No, but maybe they went to an island based. Hold on. Yeah, there's a German one.
Oh, I mean, maybe there. Actually, I mean, you might not be. There could be like a German version of the show, but this is very much the American version. And Juice, you've watched Bachelor in Paradise. It's kind of like that, but basically they have 4 couples who aren't sure about the relationships. They go to Hawaii, they're in these villas for a month, and like the 4 girls will be in a house with all single guys, and the 4 guys will be in a house with all single girls, and you know, what happens. So, pretty addicting. Yeah, it's a good show. A lot of drama, but yeah, anyway.
What else was I had something to say. Shit, I forgot.
I don't know. I mean, We recapped the draft, got the Nicky.
I was just on Instagram, and Devontae Adams posted a picture of a goat on the edge of a cliff.
So basically,
Devontae, yeah,
was that like a shot at the Packers? Like you're pushing the goat off the cliff?
I don't know, man. These guys are just they got nothing to do.
I know,
bored.
Yeah, always trying to create little, you know, buzz. You know, yeah, it's fun. It's fun. So.
Wake up, Gigi. What is she doing?
She's sleeping.
Sleeping.
Yeah. That's what Gigi's do.
They sleep. Are you guys going to be able to watch this whole game tonight or what?
I don't know. Maybe. I'll play it by ear. If it's close, you know, try and stay up and watch. But
is Memphis a playoff team or no?
Right now, I think they're like the 8th seed, 7th or 8th seed. They'll probably be a playoff, play-in contender.
Oh, God.
LeBron, he's been saying a lot of smart things lately. What did he say? He was, he was hating on it.
What's up with it? He just can't keep his mouth shut with anything, can he?
Nah. No.
It's unbelievable.
No. So, yeah, he's hating on that and whatever. Whatever, dude. Knicks have the same record as the Lakers, by the way. I mean, they had AD and LeBron out for a while, but.
Yeah. But is this going to be like that next year or no?
What, the playing game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if they go back to an 82-game season, maybe not. But I don't know. If it ends up being exciting, you know, like if the fans are into it, I'm sure they'll bring it back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we would be singing a different tune if, like, we were the 10 seed. Be like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's kind of unfair.
It is. Yeah, if you're, like, the 7th seed, you're like, what the fuck? Like, really?
Yeah.
I'm in. What do you mean I have to, like, prove, like, that I'm a player?
Yeah, you could be 15 games ahead of the 10 seed.
Right.
And it's just it's a single elimination? So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get out of here.
We'll see. They're probably just testing it out, seeing how it works out, and they'll, you know, play it by ear, so to speak. But I don't think the Knickies are going to have to worry. So
everything's changing this year. Football, it's 17 games this year. That's going to take time to get used to, and there's an extra playoff team.
Yeah. Yeah. And baseball's testing out that, what is it? The second, was that an extra innings? They put the guy automatically, if he gets a hit.
Oh my God.
Goes to second base or whatever. Yeah. That's kind of.
It's ridiculous. That's kinda, I guess, like, whack. I guess they're trying to save bullpens for the teams, but.
Yeah.
I mean, you're playing the game for 9 innings that hard, and you're just going to, like, it's kind of like Mickey Mouse shit.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Not a fan of that. Not a fan. But,
Juice, how's Goron doing outside your patio?
Chilling good.
Yeah,
doing good. He's getting ready for these birds to come back in the spring. In the spring and the summer.
Oh, they're coming. They are coming. All right, guys.
Hopefully they eat the pollen. Fuck. Oh my God.
Yeah, the pollen hasn't made its way up here yet. But when I was in North Carolina a few weeks ago, it was everywhere. It was gross. So
yeah, it's coming. It's insane.
Yeah.
Here right now. I've never seen it this bad.
Yeah, that's how it was down there. But yeah, I'm sure it's making its way up here. I don't know. It's weird how that works though, right? How it just like heads north. Kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's like the opposite when the leaves are changing in the fall. Doesn't it start more north and work its way down?
Oh, I don't know. That's a great question, actually. Is that true?
Yeah. I don't know.
Huh.
I'm going to Google it.
Google it.
All right, chickens.
All right. Take Later. Care.
Come here.
Peace.
You're welcome.